Led by a sharp drop in the number of temporary jobs, Rhode Island's jobless rate posted a 0.1% increase in July. Still, the 8.9% rate is 1.6% lower than a year ago. The number of Rhode Island-based jobs fell by 900 last month. Even more concerning was the number of Rhode Islanders in the labor force. That figure fell by 2,400, possibly because of mass retirements. Charles Fogarty, director of the State Department of Labor and Training, concedes that Rhode Island employment could take years to return to pre-recession levels.
Full employment flow is usually identified by economists as somewhere around 5.2%. So we're looking, at several more years before we get to full employment.
The biggest loser in the July jobs report was professional and business services, a sector which shed 1,300 jobs. Healthcare, construction, and transportation posted smaller job declines. Employment gains were reported in eight other sectors, led by retail, trade, and arts and entertainment. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.